Talk.
Co-founder and head of strategy at Have You Heard, Ryan McFadden is our guru who gives us insight into all the trends that actually shift the way we do business and the way we live our lives. Good morning, Ryan. How are you this mini Friday?
I'm so well. Thanks, Rafila. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm freaked out by today's topic, though. Direct to Avatar. I'm still in a Black Mirror episode with you.
Yeah, it's such an interesting one. I was having a long conversation with a colleague in the UK, ironically, considering your previous story. But we've spoken around the metaverse, right? And the metaverse is a big macro trend that the likes of Mark Zuckerberg and the Google team, et cetera, are betting their lives or betting their businesses on going forward. But the direct to avatar trend, and for those who don't know, that direct to avatar refers to an emerging business model, which is selling products directly to avatars or digital identities. So it's basically bypassing any supply chain management like shipping, logistics, production, and selling digital items to human beings who live in a digital world. And a lot of people are saying to me, yeah, how big could this really be? Well, I mean, just an example, because direct to avatar was really started by the gaming environment, where games like Fortnite and League of Legends, etc., are selling skins. Now, a skin is basically a character. So, for instance, if I'm playing Fortnite, I can be my own avatar, which I can design, or I can be Deadpool, or I can be Spider-Man, or I can be any sort of character that allows me to do that. And last year, Fortnite generated $1 billion in total skin sales in 2020. And League of Legends generated $1.5 billion in skin sales. So even just from gaming, you're seeing that direct avatar is pretty big.
Sounds huge, and I think you're absolutely right. But at the end of the day, the consumer of what you sell me direct to avatar is always my avatar, right? It's not as if we can replace the need for my toothbrush in real life.
Yeah. So what's really interesting is what we're seeing is Gen Z and a smaller percentage of millennials are actually starting to look to reduce the items that they buy in the real world, and they're utilizing the idea of sustainability as the primary reason for doing so, but then purchasing those specific elements in the digital world. So as an example, I know a young sort of 24-year-old who lives in New York who doesn't own a car in real life, but owns a car in the digital world, and in fact owns an Aston Martin in the digital world, and whose clothing collection for his avatar is larger than his clothing collection in his physical cupboard.
No, we don't do it like that, right? No. I mean, I know I want to like clear out my closets, but no. Okay, so I get, okay, so this requires, in order to be hugely effective, it requires a huge shift from, in terms of how we live our lives. And in other words, you don't go out much, you know, you're not looking, you're happy to meet in a digital or in a virtual reality world for a cocktail, with friends rather than necessarily go to one and require the dress for that. Well, let me just stop there. Is that what I'm understanding?
So that's exactly it. I mean, okay. I remember, what was the movie? There was a movie with Sylvester Stallone, yes, that spoke around this kind of universe around 15 years ago. We're starting to see, as you say, a Black Mirror episode, et cetera. But yeah, basically what it's saying is that it'll be the evolution of what we're doing from Zoom calls to Google Meets, et cetera, will then actually be that we will see each other in a virtual world. So as an example, Google is prepping for us to never go back into an office again, but to actually utilize our avatars and go into the office in a physical world and sit in a brainstorm in a boardroom within the digital space for people to hang out in bars. Facebook is betting on the same thing, right? Instead of just sharing pictures across Facebook, we'll actually immerse ourselves into the world of Facebook and we'll hang out with friends. And the interesting part is, in order for it to be sustainable in the metaverse, you actually live your digital life exactly like you would your real life, right? Mm. So, I mean, if a friend comes over to your digital home, which an architect has designed for you and has been built in this specific space, you have to have gone to the grocery store to buy the beverage that you serve your friends sitting on the couch that you purchased at the furniture store in your digital home. It's literally just recreating real life in the digital realm.
Is it fair to say, actually, it's more like we will probably always have Zoom meetings, and now it's not about whether or not I'm in a nice shirt and tracksuit pants. My avatar does all the speaking for me. And so, in other words, this runs beyond the millennial and the Gen Z, because I can actually, as a what do they call me, a geriatric millennial? I can't remember. But I'm in the first year, and I would still adjust to this life, because even if I have a Cape Talk meeting with my team, we will now move towards looking nice in the meeting with whatever outfits we buy online and.
Exactly. So, okay. So I mean, you're called a Zillennial, which is sort of balance between the first year of millennials. But yeah, exactly that. So, I mean, Ralph Lauren released a 50-piece digital clothing collection. Gucci and the North Face have just released a collection for Pokemon Go. Adidas has released a collection. Puma, Tommy Hilfiger, et cetera. So what will end up happening is when you go to that digital meeting, as you say, it won't be you in your amazing local Cape Town designer, but you'll be sitting in a metaverse office wearing your Gucci and Adidas, your Gucci top, your Adidas sneakers, and having driven there in your Rolls Royce, which is exclusively designed for Tencent.
that is absolutely fascinating stuff. I don't know if I'll have a budget for both, because I still have to buy food. I can't eat the digital food, but it's going to be cool. Always fascinating. I want to leave you with one thought though, and you don't have to answer it now. I hear you when you say Google is moving towards this world, but one thing that happened in the last week that really blew my mind is they spent $2 billion on an office building in New York, which is like at odds with the whole we're moving towards digital world and working from home. But can we think about that for next week? Because we are going to be taking up this topic next week as of Monday. The difficulty recruitment offices are getting to get people to take up jobs that require you to go to the office.
Done.
All right. Fabulous. All right, Ryan, have a wonderful Heritage Day weekend and take